Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Stuck, Lonely, Why, and How to Find Your Tribe here on the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm Carrie Spaulding, the 30-something coach, and I'm really excited to be discussing this topic today that is so important and I think really often overlooked in making transitions and doing some of the things in life that are ambitious and not so easy. So as I said, I'm Carrie Spaulding, and I'm the 30-something coach and founder of 30-something Summer Camp. And what I do is help 30-somethings who aren't where or who they thought they'd be with their careers, relationships, and other aspects of their lives. And if you're like a lot of 30-somethings, you may be experiencing what I call 30-something panic and feeling like you should have figured it all out by now. If you feel that way, you're not alone, and that's actually a lot of what we're going to be talking about today. You're not alone. What I do is I help you use that panic as a catalyst to create what you want in your life. And I'm also the founder of 30-something Summer Camp, a virtual getaway and workshop series where you can find your tribe and connect with other 30-somethings just like you, dealing with the same things you're dealing with. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I do most of my coaching over the phone, which is great. It means I get to work with people all over the place. And you can find out more about me at my website at www.carriespaulding.com. That's CarrieSpaulding.com. To tell you a little bit more about our wonderful network in general, the network consists of coaches from all around the world. And we're not only the Life Coach Radio Network, but also the Life Coach Chat Channel and International Life Coach Radio. We have sometimes multiple shows on in a day, and we have so many interesting coaches and topics and lots of interesting expertise. So I really encourage you to look around at our networks and check out the other upcoming shows. I'll tell you about a few of them in a little bit. But there are just so many wonderful things out there. So today we're going to discuss what a tribe is, to find one, and ways that you actually can. What is a tribe? Well, I absolutely love Seth Godin, wonderful writer. He actually has a book called Tribes that might be interesting to pick up. It's not quite right on the topic of the way that we're going to be talking about tribes today, but in that it's really aimed at people who want to lead tribes, but which may or may not be you. But a tribe is really a group of people, as Seth says, connected to one another, connected to a leader, and connected to an idea. And just to read you a little bit from Seth, I think he says it so well. For millions of years, human beings have been part of one tribe or another. A group needs only two things to be a tribe, a shared interest and a way to communicate. So tribe is a group of people who are connected by an interest, a leader, an idea, and they have a way to connect with each other. They have a way to communicate. Why is it so important to find your tribe? Well, I work with people every day who think that they're alone or think there's something unusual about them, that they're dealing with certain issues in their lives, and it seems like maybe everybody else has it all figured out. Or they thought their path was going to be really different. They thought that they were going to have more certainty now than they have. And if you take nothing else from this show today, please take away that you are not alone. No matter what you're dealing with, no matter what you're figuring out, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling weird or like there's something wrong with you, you are not alone. And it is absolutely normal to be dealing with what you're dealing with. So we are wired for connection and belonging. It's one of our most basic human needs. And if you're in transition, such as a career change or a breakup or like a big move, it's even more essential than when everything is kind of just going along, that need for connection and belonging. So if you're in some sort of a change or trying to figure something out, that need for a tribe is even, I would say, even a little bit greater because it's such an emotionally and mentally and sometimes physically demanding and exhausting time to be to be kind of running your day-to-day life and figuring out a transition at the same time. So when you are when you have a tribe, one thing that it can give you is to really help you feel normal and feel like part of something, feel like you're not alone, it's not you, it's everyone, and you have other people who are kind of in it with you. So there can be huge emotional support in being with your tribe and understanding, right, that recognition feeling of you get it, you totally get what I'm going through. Another thing is that strategically and sort of in more of a actually planning way, having a tribe can be really important in terms of helping you build new strategic connections, networking and connecting with people who you might be able to help and who might be able to help you. And networking is not a dirty word. I think it's become a dirty word in some situations, but really it's about helping. So, you know, when you have your tribe, you have a whole bunch of people who are on your team who are ready to help you, ideally, and who you may be able to help. We all benefit from being with people who are totally different from us in totally different circumstances, and I have a really high value for that, for being able to be intersecting with people who are in a completely different place from where I am. And we all do need to feel that sense of recognition and being known, and that's why people are drawn to people who they feel in one way or another are like them, so people who understand some aspect of their experience of being human. So what I want to really encourage you to do and start doing today is to know that if there is a part of you that you're feeling really alone, you're feeling really stuck, finding your tribe can be one of the most powerful steps that you can take to help you feel stronger, feel happier, and even if you're going through something really tough or really confusing, when you're going through it not alone, it can make a huge, huge, and it can actually lead to amazing things that you wouldn't have even imagined. So we're going to talk about we've talked about what a tribe is and why it's so important, and the bulk of what we're going to discuss today is actually ways to find your tribe. How do you find your tribe? And there are two main points here that we'll flesh out a little bit, and that's really to do things that you like to do or want to do anyway, and to find groups working on the same goals that you're working on or that are engaged in doing those same things that you want to do. So, for example, the whole reason that I founded 30-something Summer Camp, which is it's a virtual camp for 30-somethings, and there are actually two reasons. One is that I wanted to be able to bring the work that I do to help 30-somethings with my individual coaching, I wanted to be able to bring that to more people and to be able to reach more people who may or may not be working with me privately. Equally importantly, I wanted to connect these people together. I hear all the time the sense of like I'm alone, there's something, you know, that I haven't figured out that everyone else has figured out, and I know that's not true. And so much of 30-something summer camp is about helping to connect 30-somethings from around the world who are all figuring it out around a theme. And this year's theme is find your purpose. So it's really about, you know, if you want to figure out whether it's a career, whether you want to find the job that you're really meant to do, or whether it's bringing your purpose to something else, it's going to be 30-somethings from all over the place who are all in their 30s, trying to find their purpose, find what they want to be doing with themselves, who they are, what they're meant to do, and how they want to do it. So how powerful is it if you're in a place where you're trying to figure out who you are and what you're meant to do and how you want to do it, to be able to connect with and know and converse with and support and get support from a whole bunch of other people who are in the same, I say in the same canoe because it's summer camp instead of the same boat. So to have people who are in your canoe, that's really about your tribe. So these are people who are working on the same goals you're working on or who are doing the same things you like to do. And there are a lot of ways that you can find such a community. And it's important to know that sometimes finding your tribe can mean taking little risks that may or may not pay off right away. So another metaphor, you might think about planting a bunch of seeds and you're not sure which ones are going to sprout. But you can know that if you plant those seeds, that sooner or later, some of them are going to sprout. And that's because you might, let's say that you head out to a group. Maybe you really love cooking and you decide to go out to a cooking meetup. You may show up at that meetup and instantly there will be a spark, a connection with somebody that turns out to be a really wonderful friend. Or you may go to that same group and for whatever reason you just don't click, you just don't connect. And maybe you don't connect right away and ultimately you do. Or maybe you go a few times and it's not your tribe. It's not quite a fit for you. So I want to just encourage you to know that it's also normal to take those steps and take those risks and sometimes have it pan out and sometimes have it not. The idea is to take the long view and just to know that just showing up, just reaching out is getting you closer to finding the people who are going to really be a fit for you. And it can take a long time. I'm someone who has moved to brand new cities multiple times, and I've had the experience of sometimes moving to a new city and feeling terribly lonely and finding people who were nice but were not quite my, we weren't quite connected or clicking in the same way. And we enjoyed spending time together, but it wasn't like, yes, I found my tribe. And then I've had other experiences of moving to a new place and instantly having the good fortune of meeting somebody who I just really clicked with and became a great friend. So the idea here is to find groups working on the goals you're working on, doing the things you like to do, and having the faith and the patience that you will find people. You are not alone. It just sometimes can take some time. So I want to talk about a few ways that you can actually, specific things that you can try in terms of finding your tribe, finding these activities. One thing that you can do is try what I call a multi-win activity. And it's multi-win because if you're primarily going to meet people and you meet people, that'll be a win. That'll be great. But a multi-win activity is something that you get some benefit out of no matter what. So even if you didn't really meet anybody who you really clicked with, you would still be doing something that you enjoy. So for you, that might look like joining a book club. If you like to read or you like to discuss books, and maybe you used to do that in school all the time, and now that you're in your 30s, you feel like you hardly read anything that's not for work. There are a lot of great things about joining a book club. One is that there are book clubs around certain genres, so you could do a nonfiction book club, you could do I'm in a women's business book club that I love, you could do a fiction book club. But the meeting is a structured event with a built-in conversation topic, so if you are someone who tends to feel really tongue-tied when you meet new people, a book group is a great place to start because you're automatically guaranteed to have something to talk about. And you can even kind of plan a little bit, like maybe what are some things that I might say about this book, just so that you, in case you're someone who maybe needs to have a little bit of time to think ahead of time, you won't be quite so on the spot. And again, it's multi-win. Even if you don't meet someone you click with, at least you read a book. So another thing you can do is to take some kind of a class. And again, we're talking about finding your tribe and finding people who, if you're going through some sort of transition or if you're just trying to find like-minded people, think about classes like just inherently you're just interested in them. So for some people that might be an exercise class, which is a huge multi-win because you're getting healthier, you're exercising, you're getting physical exercise no matter what happens. But you also might meet some really cool people. And it's funny who you can meet, even if you're just going for the exercise. I've had some really interesting conversations by the water fountain during classes, and you might make some interesting connections. That's a great way to possibly meet people. You also might take a class at a community college. And this ends up being a really interesting step for people who are especially sometimes in some sort of career transition or moving to a new city, because you're taking a class in something that interests you. And the fact that it interests you and that other people in the class are taking it because presumably it interests them means that perhaps there are people in your tribe in that class, people who are really fascinated by 18th century art, just like you. So there can be a connection point there. And again, if you don't make any fast friends, at least you're learning something new, you're learning a new skill, maybe you're moving your career forward in some way if you're developing your job qualifications. Maybe you're just getting yourself out of the house because you've been feeling really, really stuck in the house. So, I mean, there's so many different ways that that could be beneficial. Another thing that you can do that's a multi-win activity is you can sign up for events in your city, like or your town, a walking tour, a food tour, a bar hop. And again, if you are a foodie, you might meet other foodies in such a situation. If you love wine and you go to wine tasting, you might find like-minded individuals there. So, again, these are ways that you can do something that interests you anyway and possibly find people who are connected to one another by an idea or by an interest, and that's really what a tribe is all about. So another thing that you can do, a great way to find your tribe if this interests you, is to volunteer. And volunteering is such a big word because there's so many things you can volunteer for. If you're thinking of volunteering partially to find your tribe, think about what are the causes that you really would want to be supporting? What are the things that make you tick? And what organizations are working toward those goals? So if you volunteer at a certain place, you're likely to find other people who care about that same thing and might be your tribe. If you're volunteering for a political campaign, that might be a way that you'll meet some people who are really in some way like-minded. Or if you're making sandwiches at a shelter, you might meet other people who have the same passions, same interests. And oftentimes, again, just like the book group or the class, it's a little bit easier for people who might feel socially awkward or nervous because you're doing an activity, so you're not forced to just be making small talk, which I hear this a lot from people who feel nervous about trying new things socially, that you might have to talk and you might not know what to say. So it can be great to have an activity like that. So ways to find stuff like that, meetup.com is great. I find oftentimes there's just a meetup for just about anything. It's amazing how specific some of the meetups can get. So meetup.com, it's meetup.com, is a place that there are branches in lots of cities. I don't know if branch is quite the right word. It's just an online community. But it's an online community that does things in the real world. So there are meetups, and you can join the group. You can see the other people who are in the group. You can RSVP, and then you can show up. And again, it's one of those things where sometimes it pans out and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you'll go to a meetup that's supposed to have 20 people attending and 2 people show up, and sometimes the opposite. So know that ahead of time. It's not you. It's just that these things can be a little bit arbitrary. But the idea is if you put yourself out there enough times, you're really increasing the chances that you're going to find your tribe, that you're going to find people who really click with you. Another thing is a no-brainer, but I can't say it enough times, Google. Everything is Googleable. Google, Google, Google. So if you live in Philadelphia and you're looking for people who are interested in dining and are in their 30s, you could type in food groups for people in their 30s Philadelphia. And I haven't done this, so I can't tell you whether you'll find anything when you Google that. But you might find something interesting. You might find an interesting group. You can also think about online communities. So I know a lot of people who have gotten through some of the toughest times in their lives by joining some sort of online community or virtual community. So Facebook groups, forums, message boards, these can be places where if you're going through something tough, if you find one of these communities, you'll often have that experience of, oh my gosh, these people just get me. They totally understand what's going on. I've seen this happen with new moms. There are forums specifically for people who are new moms of twins. I actually have someone very dear in my life who met one of her best friends. They're still super, super close because they met in an online community and they were having their twins at the same, roughly the same time. And now their kids are friends and they know each other. And I just use that as an example. I know a lot of our listeners are not moms. But it's just such a great example of how an online community can turn into real-life friendship or even virtual friendships that can buoy you and support you. So you can look for support groups. You can look for forums. You can look for Facebook groups. There's so much that you can find online. And you might feel a little strange at first. I know some people might not immediately feel comfortable with that, but oftentimes you can kind of just check out what's there and then you can just engage as you feel comfortable. Sometimes even just reading can be tremendously helpful. Sometimes even just reading an article or reading posts in a forum makes you realize that you're not alone. You're not alone and that your tribe is out there, whether or not you choose to engage with them online, they're out there. So when you think about finding your tribe, know that the people are out there and it just might take a little bit of experimenting to find them. And it's a good idea to try to think about, in terms of going out into actual events in the world, start attending events just because you want to. Maybe if you're someone who never, ever, ever goes to something alone, it might be a little uncomfortable to go alone. Encourage you, if it doesn't feel like too big a risk for you or a challenge for you, to get comfortable with once in a while going to something alone, going to something that maybe none of your current friends would be interested in, but there's something in your gut that tells you, I want to go to this. I really want to try this. And then if you go and it's awkward and you have trouble talking to people, that's okay. You're going to get through that. And by the way, that's one of the most normal human experiences ever, to like awkwardly be standing in the middle of a crowded room and feel like you don't have anything to say to someone. That just, it happens. It's part of putting yourself out there. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you or something weird about you. Or maybe bring a friend, ask a friend if you can start, if they might come with you to some of these things. So if you happen to be in our 30-something community and you are looking for your tribe, I really, really hope that you will check out 30-something Summer Camp. This is an annual event, but you can stay connected to the people that you meet at camp throughout the year and potentially have some connections that will turn into real-life friendships. We have people from all over the place, so you may find that there are other campers who are in your city, and even though we're meeting virtually, so it's camp is something you call into, you can attend from anywhere in the world, you're going to have the option for 30-something summer camp of sharing your information, your just basic information, your name, some of your interests, your city, where you are, how to get in touch with you. Again, totally optional. That will be kept private unless you want it shared. But you may end up finding a connection with somebody else who you can actually meet up with in real life. And this is a community that's completely about 30-somethings connecting with other 30-somethings who are all in the same canoe, who are all working on the same. And this year, again, about finding your purpose and really creating a life so that when you wake up each morning, you're doing exactly what you're meant to do and you feel really great about it. But the theme changes every year. Last year, we did confident communication and it was really, really great. So I want to really encourage you, if you are looking for your tribe, if you are looking for a 30-something tribe, Maybe a lot of your friends have moved away, or, you know, you're realizing that you're wrestling with some big changes, your career is changing, your relationships are shifting, check out 30-something summer camp. There's a link at the bottom of this show description to look at 30-something summer camp and also join the Facebook community of 30-something summer camp. And you can find out more at the website 30somethingsummercamp.com, all written out, no numbers. So the word 30-something, no hyphens, no dashes, no numbers, just the word 30somethingsummercamp, all together, .com. And you can find out more information there. I really hope you'll join us. It's going to be a great, great experience. And if that's not the right tribe for you, I really encourage you just to start looking out there for people who might in some way be going through the same thing you're going through. Google's a great place to start. If you have a specific community that you're looking for and you want to shoot me an email, I certainly am happy. I love hearing from listeners, and if I happen to know about anything, I can shoot you an email back. Carrie.Spaulding@gmail.com, carrie.spaulding@gmail.com. Or you can contact me through my website at carriespaulding.com, and I'll be really happy to hear from you. So if you take anything away today, remember, you're not alone. You're not the only person going through what you're going through. Whatever it is, I promise you, there are other people out there who are in the same canoe. I want to tell you about just a few shows coming up. And today, we actually have, very, very soon, today at noon, we have Here Comes the Sun, Shining Your Light in the World. That is on the Life Coach Chat channel. The end of winter has finally arrived, and there is more and more light to brighten our days. And we are going to be, not we, Barbara, Danica, and Connie, are going to be discussing how to shine your light in the world. Again, that's on the Life Coach Chat channel. Then on the International Life Coach radio channel at 1 o'clock, so just an hour later, we have Exceeding Awesome, The Wise Gals episode. And they're going to be talking about, the Wise Gals are going to be talking about, is there such a thing as too much positivity, and do opposites really attract? And then tomorrow, right here on the Life Coach radio network, we have Walk Your Talk with Leanne and Crystal Lyons, Cowgirl Logic. Leanne is going to be joined this week by a singer and songwriter, Crystal Lyons, who is a woman of many talents, including writing one magazine, and she also has a two-minute radio spot that's catching on like wildfire called Cowgirl Logic. So that should be a pretty cool show as well. If you are interested in listening to more of my shows, you can look in the archive. This one you can listen to over and over again. We have all of our shows archived, and there's lots of other episodes from all kinds of coaches that you can listen to on a variety of topics as well. And I am usually on the air second and fourth Fridays at noon. I'm at a slightly different time today, and March is just a little bit unusual, but you can find me also by searching for my name, searching for the 30-something coach, and certainly find me online at my website. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know, who is your tribe? Who are you looking for? What are you doing in your life? And I'd love to hear what tips you're able to put into action from what we talked about today. And you can also reach out to me on Twitter at @SpaldingCarrie or on Facebook, facebook.com/the30somethingcoach. All right, everybody, I'm so excited for you to go out and find your tribe. If you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling lonely, you are not alone. And I hope you'll be able to use these tips to get out there and find those people who are working on the same stuff that you're working on. Have a wonderful day.